What's up, y'all? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday. We're talking Big Lie 2.0 and all of the things that Donald Trump has been doing and saying since 2020 to prime the pump, to ready his cult, to engage in political violence, to suppress Democratic votes, to lie. Because if he stopped lying, he'd lose. I mean, just imagine if Donald Trump was actually trying to have a debate with Kamala Harris. What would that even sound like? If you had to, like, subtract out all of the nonsense and the Arnold Palmer penis discussion, like, what does that even look like? He'd get his butt kicked. She's saying, yes, raise the minimum wage. 86% of Americans when polled thinks the minimum wage should be raised. He's like, no, I'm not going to talk about that. Loser. She says, I think middle class folks and working people should get a tax break. He says, no. They get a tax break, but only if billionaires and Elon Musk get away scot-free. They lose. On the border, she says, I want more funding. I want more agents. I want more immigration judges. I want more technology on the border. Let's secure the border better. Let's do better. He says, no, I killed that bill. He loses. On reproductive, I'll stop. You get my point. Aaron, if you could ready up cuts 3 and 5, we're going to go there in a minute. Wanted to also share with you this, folks. Today, the American Accountability Foundation, which is supported and is basically an arm of the Heritage Foundation, literally put out a watch list. Okay? Put out a watch list, a hit list. Of the, quote, subversive leftist bureaucrats working in federal government who've betrayed America by sabotaging the security of our border. It's a hit list. That's what they're doing now. A texter on Facebook, Ted, says, all votes are registered in a national database. Ted, no, they're not.
All voters are registered.
All voters. But not the voter and their vote. Little Googling. Little like healthy skepticism of conspiracy theories. Wanted to respond to Janet very briefly. The biodiversity conference. Yeah, we need that. We need that for cures for cancer, the next scientific innovation. Gosh knows what we're going to discover next. But biodiversity, of course, the necessary predicate to all those innovations. Shame on Republicans. We can't even get Donald Trump to say climate change is real. Oh, well, that's because he promised the oil and gas industry that it would completely deregulate if they just gave him $1 billion so he could win. That's called corruption. Terrible. Jim from Brookfield, you're up next.
Well, Maggie, I sure hope you're not on that heritage list, hit list, because, oh my gosh, if Biddy gets in, they're going to come after
my highest, honor, Jim. Bring it.
Well, that would,
go
that
ahead,
would
sir.
Be a badge of honor. Anyway, I have two quick questions. One, did you touch on that Texas going out to 18 to 25-year-olds and college campuses? They haven't figured out who's sending it out, but obviously it's a mega side, but it's threatening these kids, 18 to 25-year-olds, that if they illegally vote in the wrong place, i.e. from your college campus, you're going to end up in prison. And then my second question, you touched on earlier, talk to an election official if you feel intimidated. How do you tell the difference in the polling place between like a mega observer and a proper or an official election official? You know,
That's a great question. Let me take the first one first. Yes, I've talked about that. An unsolicited text sent from a 262 number went out basically threatening college-age students with prison if they voted. And they cited a state statute that makes it illegal to vote by mail if you have moved out of the state of Wisconsin, okay? That doesn't apply to people who moved into Wisconsin for school. It's a lie. Second thing, what was the second question?
How can you Aaron tell if somebody is an official poll worker?
As soon as so if someone who is not an official poll worker, and you can ask them, are you an election inspector? Are you a poll worker? If someone talks to you and they're not being nice and friendly and helping you, that's voter intimidation, and go tell the chief elections inspector. That's just my like rule of thumb. If you see someone, you know, with a gun walking around outside, like talking to people, that's probably reportable. I need to play this little sound for y'all before we close out. Do we have enough time for the Chris Hayes summary?
We do not.
We do not. All right, then we'll take the Van Jones. Check this out. This is Van Jones on CNN. I'm not a huge fan of him, but this is the entire point. Go ahead.
Look, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are not taking the same exam.
Yeah.
And I think it bothers people. They're not taking the same exam. He gets to be lawless. She has to be flawless. That's what's unfair. That's what's unfair. That's what's unfair tonight. That's what's unfair tonight. They're not taking the same exam. Look, she has policies. She may not articulate them perfectly every time. She may not put the stories in the right places. But she's fighting for actual ideas that will help real people. And he's talking about people's penises. And so they are not taking the same exam. And that's pissing people off. It's pissing me off.
Well, and I'm also old enough to remember that if your fiscal plans were actually said to bankrupt the Social Security Trust Fund in sooner years, Donald Trump's, that would be a campaign-destroying issue. But we just gloss over.
Yeah. They ain't taking the same exam. Y'all need to be real honest about it. And here's another tip. Here's a couple of Kamala's policies. $25,000 to help with home mortgages for low-income folks. $50,000 for small businesses. Tax cuts for the middle class while raising taxes on the rich. Securing our border. Increasing the child income tax credit. Yeah, that's five. You can find all of them on our website. Quit acting like you don't know. The interwebs, people. I'm Maggie Dawn. Maggie and the Millionaires up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network. What's up with that McDonald's stunt? How about he just says we should raise the minimum wage? The Cheeto can't. Back to